Welcome back into the Real Kipper and Bourne Show. This is the National Edition. We are live on Sportsnet, Sportsnet 650 in Vancouver, and Sportsnet 960 in Calgary. It's Friday, which can only mean one thing. Off the rails, Doug McLean, and this hour of Real Kipper and Bourne brought to you by Bet365. Nick Kiprios, Justin Bourne, Sammy McKee. Sammy, people all over us because we're not positive enough.
Yeah. For sure. I'm not going to really give the text line, but just once in a while, one hits me on there. I'm like, what do you think we're doing here?
Yeah.
It's just like you think you're sitting in your car, you're driving and texting a four-line thing about how we're dumb. It's like, yeah, we're talking about the Leafs, bud. We're not rocket science. Also, yesterday, before we get to Doug, I was at Real Sports, which, great establishment. And, you know, we're like the number one bar show. Every time you go into a bar, it's like I get pictures from my buds taking pictures of it.
It's because people have to drink to deal with this.
But like, there's no sound. It's just a pretty face. Good thing we're all such honks because it's like, here we go. But the first time it hit me, I was there and it was fan pregame yesterday, obviously. They're doing the Raptors stuff. And it's on the Jumbotron at Real Sports. So I was sitting there underneath looking up at Justin Cuthbert. It's the biggest screen ever. And I'm like, oh, my God, we're there? So right now, right this very moment.
Wave.
Hey,
wave.
Hey, hello, Real Sports.
We're coming for chicken wings.
Yeah. Boy, I had some wings there. They're unbelievable.
They're great wings.
Woo. Mike Rupp said today.
Oh, my God.
I listened to him.
Unbelievable.
And he was like, they got the best wings there.
Yeah. Really good. Really good. Anyways. There you go. It's nice plug.
We didn't get paid for that.
But it was just hilarious because, you know, you get the pictures of just like the little crappy cottage TV at a bar with us up, and you go there and it's like we're on a movie screen.
Yeah, it's a different world.
Anyways.
Plenty to get into, and of course it's Friday, which means that you can send us a text at 590-590 and we'll read them. Right, Sammy?
Yeah, I'll try.
Friday.
Yeah, we'll see.
Plenty to get into with Doug McLean. Oilers losing Winnipeg on a losing streak as well. Sergachev out for Tampa Bay. And apparently Doug doesn't know how to link anything on Twitter or X. We found him a job.
We did.
Right?
Is he with us?
I don't know.
What is the percentage cut he's sending us for like a finder's fee?
I'm going to ask him.
Yeah.
But he's so excited today that he texted. That he's tweeted. Tweeted. I don't even know what you call it anymore.
It's
with
not your
X.
Fault. Someone else messed it up.
That he's got work now.
Yeah, great.
He's leading young minds, which can be.
Where's he leading them?
Very dangerous. Very dangerous. But he's super excited, and he wants to link where people can join or find him or sign up. The poor guy can't do it. It's like his VCR is still blinking 12
no
o'clock.
Comment.
It's because tweeting with golf gloves on. He needs to take them off.
By the way, did you guys watch the Sergachev video?
Yeah.
Oof.
I did once, and then I will not watch it a second time.
Oh, that was a hard one to watch.
Yeah, bit of a wish.
I saw it.
You see the Instagram post?
Yeah.
Devastating.
And very emotional for him too, right? And he was he just missed like quarter of the season.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough. I mean, that is such a weird part of this game. And I don't know if it was like this when you played, but now when you're hurt, you're really separate from the team. Like they just don't, not because of you, but they don't want you around in a stall, in the dressing room. Like you come in at a different time and do your rehab. Like you're really on an island. It's a tough thing being hurt for a long time, for months at a time.
Yeah, there's more departments now, right? They're more...
Come in when we can devote our attention
separated.
To you.
And at the end of the day, you still are, like, either you're with the team or you're not on the team. And if out of sight, out of mind...
You feel like you're not on the team, for sure.
And that's probably what really led to him in the way he feels on that Instagram message.
Well, when I had my jaw all smashed up and I was away from the team and I'm on painkiller medicine, and you know, that's actually when I started blogging. I saw his Instagram post and I was like, very relatable. You just want to pour your soul out.
Yeah.
So that's a tough time. So feel for him, but I don't feel for Tampa, who now has $8.5 million in cap space, is going to weaponize that and they're going to trade for someone else.
They're just going to get Tanev probably. Yeah.
No, well, I think there might be a little bit more like the Leafs where they have the last few years gone out and spent assets.
Well, they don't have a first the next 2 years at least.
So how are they going to go replace Sergachev with another player?
I don't know exactly what they have in their coffers, Chris Tanev?
I don't think so.
You just don't think they have enough assets?
I think they spent a lot the last few years.
Yeah, no first or second this year, no first in 25. But they do have picks, but yeah, you're right. Calgary doesn't want your third and your second.
It was a first, second, third, fifth.
It's a draft class.
Come on.
It was first, second, third, fourth, fifth.
So you think you can go out there and, like, this is devastating for that team that looked like they were going to be one of these dangerous teams.
But you know what? He hasn't been awesome this year, Sergachev, and that's a lot of cap space they freed up. So maybe they can't get Tanev necessarily. But with that, I mean, they can do something creative. They can trade humans, too. It doesn't have to be picks. I don't think Tampa's just going to let that space go to waste.
We're getting Doug set up here.
Well, it's been a tough week for Doug, I think.
Oh, he's just getting his camera set up, so we should have him here shortly.
All right.
Yeah. So, yes, I don't think they're going to waste that space. They're going to get players. They're hot again, right?
They are.
Smoked by the Isles
last night.
There
is a premium right now for defense. And as we said before we went to break in our first hour, what I'm hearing right now is there's an arms race for defense, and it's led by all the Canadian teams in the playoffs right now.
You're talking Vancouver, Toronto, Winnipeg,
all of
them. Edmonton too?
All of them, yes. Really? And Edmonton too.
The accelerating of that by someone like Tampa, I mean, someone's going to go first, and it's going to start a whole domino effect.
Okay. Good news. Doug McLean found the manual for his computer, and he's set to join us.
To start.
Let's welcome in the former NHL president, GM, head coach, author of Draft Day. Like, what is going on?
Witness protection program.
Are you okay? Because you've had a really rough day.
Rimmer told me you guys were boring. I didn't realize it. I passed out there waiting to go on.
So,
jeez. Anyway,
can you give the Real Kipper and Bourne show some credit for finding you a job?
You know what? It's funny. I did a call the other night, and this guy that was one of the people on the it was this introductory show. And he said, you know, I really love Off the Rails every Friday. So he said, I'm really looking forward to this scouting and general manager course. So, you know what? You guys have made it. I mean, I was gone. I was out of the picture, and you guys brought me back. And I really feel great about that.
You know,
and I really, as you know, how much I appreciate it.
Yeah, and we appreciate you coming on the show. But I got to tell you, when it comes to putting links up on your ex account, you stink at it.
So my brother phones me from PEI, younger brother John. He said, you put an extra space in there between one of the things. I said, okay. So I put an extra. So then I put at SW, whatever, SMWW, whatever on it somewhere on the link too. But I mean, I don't know. I don't think we're struggling to get
Jill like, to help
by the
you.
Way, I am replacing Harry Sinden. I mean, Harry did this gig for 19 years, as I told you, and retired at 91. So I'm, I'm fresh. I'm ready to go.
Oh, yeah.
Well, tell us about what is the company and the role. I genuinely want to hear more about this.
Sports, it's funny. I got a call. Again, it was through the book, and I got a call from the people that have this sports management worldwide. It's been going on for, I don't know, obviously 20 plus years. They're affiliated with Concordia University in Chicago, and you can get credits through this. And they do baseball analytics, hockey analytics, cricket, car racing, every imaginable sport. And they have an 8-week show. So I go every Wednesday night for an hour. Every Wednesday night for an hour for 8 weeks, and then it continues year round. So we'll probably do 4 or 5 segments of this. And you know what? I'm kind of looking forward to it. I'm doing it with Mike Oakey from general manager of the Peterborough Petes is a is a mentor on the show, and Dino Caputo out of, I think it's Tri-Cities he works with. So, you know, I'm looking forward to it. So we'll see.
We're talking to Doug McLean, former NHL president, GM, head coach, and author of Draft Day, How Teams Pick Winners. So, Mac, it was described to me coming out of the All-Star break that it's a bit of an arms race in terms of teams trying to improve. Prices are astronomical, but every Canadian team, and including the Vancouver Canucks, who just traded for Lindholm, are really, really aggressive. And I'm told the same thing about the Toronto Maple Leafs, where some people have them as standing down or standing pat a little bit, but everybody's aggressive. But prices are astronomical, I hear. Has that always been the case, no matter what, that you price really high?
Always has been the case, you know, that the prices are high, and it always starts with a first round pick or your best prospect. I mean, that's where it goes, and you fill in with secondary prospects. But, you know, when I see Monahan go for a first round pick to Winnipeg, I know he's a, you know, he's struggled the last few years, he's had injury problems, but look, that's a high price. Obviously they feel they have a chance. And when you look at who those teams are going to play in the first round, it's, and you look who the Leafs are going to play in the first round and who most who Edmonton are going to play in the first round, if they stay where they are. I mean, it's frightening to teams. So yeah, you get carried away and you throw around first round picks like crazy. And yet everybody's best players are either their first round picks or their first round picks they got from other teams. So it's crazy.
Yeah, no, it is crazy. Do you think it's important, though, and maybe worth the extra price to get the players earlier? Like last year, the Leafs got 7 new players and playoffs were 5 weeks away. Like, do you think that's too soon to try to integrate a bunch of new bodies?
Jimmy Rutherford has been the best, and I'm sure you guys have talked about this the last little while. Jimmy jumps in quick, and he did with Lindholm, who probably was the best player available. Let's not kid ourselves. Best forward available. Best top six. Dependable. All round. Sort of the perfect type of player you'd like to have going into a tough playoff series. And especially when your best players on your team are kids in Pettersson and Lindholm, or Pettersson, Quinn, and also that, you know, Besser's not a real veteran. He's been around for a few years, but he's still a young guy. So a perfect pickup for them. So yeah, like Tanev is the big name out there. Hanifin's the big name out there, but Hanifin comes with a $60+ million price tag after. And Tanev at 34 years of age, those are with a lot of miles. And I know he matches up against the other team's top guys. I know he's a penalty killer. I know he's a shot blocker. I know he does a lot of really good things and quality person, but man, that's a high price if you're giving up a first round pick.
Mm-hmm. The word I got on Hanifin is that the Calgary Flames wanted an answer, a hard answer coming out of the All-Star break. It didn't happen. So the assumption is that he turned down the $60 million over eight years.
They should look just to check his bio and check where he's from, and that'll probably answer their question. Isn't he from the U.S.?
Yeah, he is. You assume that... I don't know. Like the Leafs need defense. They wouldn't be interested in, or he wouldn't move to Toronto.
You know, to me, Hanifin is the best guy out there because he's going to come with a long-term contract. If you have the, you know, the dollars available to sign this type of guy, he's a pure skater. So he can play for a long time. What is he? 27 years of age. He's going into his prime. You know, did you watch him the other night in Boston, that end-to-end rush where he scored the goal? I mean, just a spectacular play. Now, took him a while to find his way, but he's the top guy, and he's going to go for a big price this summer if he doesn't, you know, if somebody doesn't trade for him and get him done.
So while we're waiting for some of these player movement things to happen, we got about a month till the deadline. Kip and I were talking on the show the other day about coaches and, you know, how late is too late if you ever want to make a decision on a guy. Like the Kings made a late coach firing. You know, is it too late at this time? I even think of a team like Ottawa right now. Is there any point in making a switch, or should they just play out the string? Where are we at in terms of coaches?
Can I?
Yeah.
Okay, you answer this because I'm going to ask you about Ottawa. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know what? I think, you know, it happens whatever it happens. I mean, is it too late after this period? Yeah, you want to get it done ASAP if you're going to make a coaching change. You really do. You're getting down to the stretch drive here. Trade deadline. You really want to have it done in the next couple of weeks if you're going to make a coaching change. For sure, I think it's critical the quicker you do it. And I mean, I'm not an advocate of getting guys fired. You know, as Jill will attest to, we lived in 29 houses in my career. And you know, that's because, you know, we rented the first year, we bought the second year, and I got fired the third year. So, I mean, you just got to, you know, you got to move around. But I hate to see guys get fired.
Had nothing to do with you just ditching the Bills?
Well, I tried to pay them.
So, Mac,
some of the jobs I had didn't pay a lot. You know, this sports management worldwide is one of the better paying jobs I've had. Mac, recently, as compared to this show, it's a goddamn home run.
The sense was perhaps like a team that, like the Ottawa Senators who are sitting in the basement in the East, would like to kind of take their time maybe finding their next coach, including the off season. But if they feel like certain names may not be available that are available now, would that force them? Because I had heard Craig Berube linked to the Ottawa Senators. You heard anything?
Yeah, I've heard that they've had conversation with Craig Berube. And, you know,
oh, wow.
that would not surprise me that has happened. And why wouldn't it? To me, I mean, there's a few good guys available. And Craig, you know, as a Stanley Cup winner, always jumps out. So, yeah, I've heard that they've had a conversation. I don't know how far it went, but I've been told they've had a conversation.
So if they were to make a move like that right now, you know,
I think I would say that's for next season, in my opinion. Yeah. I don't see them making that. I'm saying they had a conversation. I don't see them bringing him in before the summer.
And so to me,
if
it's
in
like,
fact they do.
Yeah, yeah. But that seems like it would help a young team with the guys who haven't been deep in playoffs, not a lot of proven pro type guys. I guess that's the idea why you seek out someone like Berube, right?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Look, Berube's stock goes up because he's a Stanley Cup winner. He's a quality guy. He's a communicator. And watching what Tocchet has done in Vancouver, that always affects guys. And you hear that being mentioned a lot. Oh, what about the job Tocchet's done? What about the job Tocchet's done? That sits with GMs all across the league. So all of a sudden, is that the new style of coach? You know, I don't hear Cranberry's name mentioned a lot, you know, in Washington, and he's done a pretty good job. Is that his name, Cranberry?
No, not Cranberry.
My favorite thing is when Doug purposely disrespects someone with the name.
That's your drink with vodka tonight, okay, Cranberry?
That's like me, but listen, I was called Don McLean 20 years in the NHL. He can at least take that.
Hold on for a second. You're telling me that Craig Berube would have conversations now for next season? Because I watched Vancouver not sit on Rick Tocchet, because knowing that you have to get him, you get him now. You don't wait till the off season.
Okay. Okay, so listen. First of all, you know I'm a rookie insider. So all I told you is they had a conversation.
Yeah, I know, I know.
I didn't have all the details. I wasn't there. I didn't speak to Steve Staios. As a matter of fact, I haven't spoken to Steve Staios since I tried to sign him as a free agent 20 years ago. So, you know, I'm not really an insider. I'm just trying to spice up the damn show.
You're doing a terrific
job.
You're doing a good job.
I see a lot of radio shows being canceled across Canada, and I don't want it to happen.
Oh,
to you
gosh.
Guys. What about Sam? I mean, fanboy. So he's excited he's on the screen at Real Sport? Like, seriously. What? Sam, you got to be bigger than that. Sam, you got to be bigger than that, man. Forget about that. That just goes with the territory.
He just wants free chicken wings.
Hey, listen, that was me. Remember me in Sportsnet? The girls would say, okay, we're going to take your makeup up. No, leave the makeup on. I'm going over the Ritz. I want to look good. Anyway.
Is it my turn?
Yes, it's your turn.
All right. What do I have on my list here? The Winnipeg Jets right now have had some trouble scoring. Lost five in a row. They've in the past years they've had these really good starts and kind of petered out towards the end. You know, just trying to get a sense for how legitimate this Jets team is. Is this just a little blip, or what are your thoughts on where Winnipeg's at?
You know, the Hellebuck has been a star, and he's got to keep it going. There's no denying that. Their defense has played unbelievably well. It sort of surprises me because they're not that deep on the back end. They're a team that could really use a tune-up, in my opinion. So, you know what? Yeah, I think they're a pretty good team. They're fast. They've got skill. They've got a real good – one of the best goaltenders in the league when he's on top of his game. We haven't seen it in playoff time a whole lot yet, but – yeah, they're a pretty good team. I mean, it's going to – but look, you're going Vegas, you're going Edmonton, you're going Vancouver. Coming out of the West is going to be tough, boys.
Mac, it's almost as if some teams can't win. If they don't go on a 3 or 4 or 5-game losing streak, then they're not battle-tested, or they didn't have enough adversity during the regular season, and it's coming. So, I mean – as a coach in the past.
Well, hey, your team in Toronto's battle-tested, then they should be ready for the playoffs. They should be really ready. And adversity with goaltenders out and, you know, tough situations in that and on the back end. So, yeah, I agree with you on that. So, you've got to be battle-tested.
So is at 5 games for the Winnipeg Jets, is that more of where might have to go and clean up a few areas, or is it just – Don't overreact.
I think with Rick there as a veteran guy and Chevy, I don't think there's going to be an overreaction there. I think they've got, you know, there seems to be a change in the dressing room, and we've all talked about that Wheeler-Shifley combo, where that was with a leadership perspective. It looks like some different guys have taken over the leadership there, and I think that's a positive thing. As I said, Hellebuck, Morsi has just been a terrific player in the back end. Rick has done a good job in there as a calming influence. But look, guys, look at Vancouver. I know they've had an unbelievable year. Unbelievable. But we saw what Boston did last year, guys. And they go against Florida in the first round with, what did they have, 130-plus points last year? Yeah. I don't know what it was. And they go in and lose in the first round. No guarantees, guys. It's that different in the playoffs. It's that different. And you know, but there's 6-8 teams right now that look like they're pretty good teams.
All right. Well, listen, you brought it today. A few laughs, a huge Ottawa Berube scoop, and free chicken wings for our Sammy at Real Sports.
Hey, listen, you know what? As now that I'm going to be a lecture professor style guy, I'm going to be much more serious on this show because I have to portray an image, you know, and getting the damn link wrong is not a good start to the job.
Great stuff, Mac.
Professor Doug.
Hey, thanks, and I'm happy to contribute to your, your livelihood, because you know things are expensive in Florida.
But you know what? My Social Security, I got a $400 raise there in the last little while. In the last segment, it went up $400 a month. So I'm feeling pretty good about that. So, you know, things are, but it is expensive. There's no doubt about it. Jill's out at the horse show today in Wellington. You know what that means. You know I'm a horse guy. You know? Oh, no, we have horses. What do you mean buying horses?
You got horses? Anyway. Under the hood of your Porsche?
We have horses, yeah. Anyway, and you know what? I love them. Jill, I love them.
Yep. Great. All right, Mac. Enjoy your weekend. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, guys, look, really appreciate you having me on. Really do appreciate it. And thanks for all the support in my career.
Yeah, you're welcome.
It's an honor, Doug.
Former NHL Thanks, president, GM, head coach, and we managed to get through that segue
no,
without
didn't.
Selling a book.
Oh, okay,
selling
yes.
a book or mentioning the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Yeah, actually, we did have Rimmer mentioned at the top.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. He linked it. He did link it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right.
Wow. Okay, boys.
I don't know where to go. I'm tired. He exhausts me.
It's a lot.
Let's just do. Let's just do game time.
Yeah.
How's that sound?
Love game time.
Love game time right now.
Let's do it.
It's game time presented by Bet365. Visit the app for latest odds and find out why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Must be 19 plus. Ontario only. Please play responsibly. And as you guys know, this weekend there is a rather large game being played.
The large game.
Yes. In Las Vegas, Nevada, the San Francisco 49ers and the Kansas City Chiefs going head to head. Now, nice. Kipper.
Yeah.
I asked you earlier in the week.
Yeah.
Who your lean was for this game.
Well, am I correct to say that San Francisco is the underdog here? Well,
San Francisco is favored.
They are.
Yeah, rather heavily.
Really?
Not heavily, but heavily for what you would think. They are 2.5 point, or 2 point favorites.
Every time around a bit. I get the sense that all the experts are picking KC for some reason.
So
everyone thinks it's rigged for old Taylor.
That's the thing.
Okay, where is this going now? A lot of conspiracy theorists out there.
I would say that I will tell you that I am betting on the Chiefs, and there's a lot of factors that go into that. But first of all, it's Patrick Mahomes. I can wake up in the morning on Monday and look myself in the mirror and live with myself if I bet on Patrick Mahomes and then I lose. Yeah. I can live with that. The other way around, probably can't live with it. The second thing is, when you're betting on historically great quarterbacks in big legacy games, you're also betting on the Zebras. So give me Patrick Mahomes and the refs. Plus, you have this whole Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce thing that is like legitimately a massive story. This is a huge deal. And there is nothing that Roger Goodell would love more than a little smoochy smooch on the field after.
Is there a bet on that?
Oh, probably. I didn't really go through the there's a Swifty section on Bet365 if you're into that kind of thing.
Swifty section.
So I didn't bring up any of those bets, but I think you got to lean on the Chiefs. There's just too many factors.
I feel the same way.
So
here's
what I cooked up, because you can do a lot of different things. You can bet on a lot of different stuff. So here's what I got for my picks. Will there be a 2-point conversion in the game? Yes is plus 310.
Wow.
You think the minus 425 is pretty high for no. So I think, you know, it's the one that you take a shot on. They're late in the game. They need to get it to two scores.
Yeah,
whoever's
one chasing,
score.
You think, yeah.
They go for it, and they go for a 2-point conversion. So there you go. There's my first one. The one I always like is the Chiefs are plus 110 on the money line. But if you think the Chiefs are going to win, the chances of Patrick Mahomes being the MVP are very high, and it's plus 125 for him to be the MVP. So if you're leaning Chiefs, you might as well just bet on Mahomes to be the MVP, and you get a little better number. Kelce's also the sexy pick for this. I think he was 17-1. So
I wonder how theirs is selected. Like in the NHL, you know, it's like a handful of guys.
No, it's,
have you ever had a vote for Conn Smythe?
No.
Because it's a media do, right?
I don't know. Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah.
And it has to be in before the third period,
which
I think.
Which is also the dumbest thing in the world.
So dumb.
Like, can we just wait to get it right? Heaven forbid some guy scores an OT winner or something.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So
just goofy.
Yeah.
In NBA and in the NFL, it's much more narrative based. Like the star always gets it. Like, I guess it's kind of like that in the NHL. But I think it's a much more prestigious award to me in the NHL than any other one, because it's like
for
the
sure,
whole
it's like March
play,
or so
it's the
won
whole
it.
Playoffs, right? Yeah. As opposed to like the final of the last game. So, yeah, you know, Kelce would be a good narrative too with the Taylor Swift thing. Will there be a pick six? Is 10-1, and
10-1.
My Spidey senses are that this game is going to come down to a Brock Purdy pick six.
Yeah.
That it's going to be late in the game. He's going to have played well, and he's going to throw a bad pick, and it's going to be a pick six. And that's going to happen. So I'm going to sprinkle on that.
So he is the lowest draft pick starting quarterback.
He's in
ever.
Fact the last pick of the draft, Mr. Irrelevant. Like
it's never started in a Super Bowl.
No,
ever.
No way.
That's a pretty good story.
It's a huge one. And
he looks like an IT guy.
The last two quickly here.
What does an IT guy look like?
Me, but smaller.
5'2".
Yeah, maybe.
Distance of the first field goal, plus 38.5 yards. And they never kick field goals anymore that are under that. Like, they're always going for it. So if there's going to be the first one, they're going to get over midfield. They're going to kick a long one. To me, that's how they go for it. And both teams to have a successful fourth down conversion is plus 200. And these teams always go for it fourth down. So that's my list of picks for this weekend. And my personal one, I have the Chiefs to win, Isaiah Pacheco and Christian McCaffrey both to score a touchdown. And I think it's plus 425.
I like that McCaffrey.
So there you go. So it's going to be a great game.
He could be an MVP.
He could be. He's plus 400. So he's the third favorite.
Yeah, I take
after the quarterbacks. You take him?
I do.
Okay. That was game time.
Throw some money on that.
That was game time presented by Bet365. Visit the app for latest odds to find out why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Must be 19 plus. Ontario only. Please play responsibly. Enjoy the large match this weekend.
Yes, the superbness of the owl.
And you know text us, by the way. Keep texting because we're going to read them after the break.
590-590.
You know what's also really cool is that field in Vegas where it slides.
It's crazy.
It's like an easy bake oven.
Does it slide outside and inside? Same with Arizona.
Do you remember the easy bake oven?
I do.
No, you don't, because that's like 1960s.
It's still around.
No. Like, is it still around?
My daughter has one.
My cousin Gracie got one for her for Christmas when we were kids. We made it, and it was disgusting. We made like the food in it, and it was truly horrendous.
So the field cooks outside, and then they slide it into the stadium.
Arizona's the same thing.
Is it? Where have I been?
I don't know that if it's common beyond those two, but... Very cool.
All right.
So somebody's texting in that Kurt Warner was undrafted. He went to three Super Bowls and he won one. But he wasn't the last pick in the draft.
We're talking about the latest pick in the draft.
The idea is the most unlikely
this
guy in the story.
This guy's moving the goalposts. But Kurt Warner had a great career. He had a great career.
And he was less likely to have that career than Brock Purdy.
Okay.
That guy's on point.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, let's take a quick break. And when we return, we're going to get to your texts. Questions on 590-590. Let them rip. We're here on Off the Rails Friday. Back after these words.
Big opinions and in-depth conversations covering the Leafs, Jays, Raptors, and the NFL. The J.D. Bunkin Podcast. Subscribe and download the show on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nick Kypreos, Justin Bourne, Sammy McKee, are you okay? Because I'm watching you kind of, you know, you look like that Mel Gibson character in Lethal Weapon when he tries to pop his shoulder back in.
Yeah, I do. I have to pop my knee in like once a day, usually just from hockey, like click a ligament over something. I don't know. And I just popped it the wrong way.
And it works.
It used to. this time it didn't. I'm worried about turning on it.
I'm hurting today, too. I played a lot of hockey yesterday. Five 20-minute periods, pushing the pace, trying my best. I'm hurting. Maybe a couple of the beers after didn't help either, but I was pushing
the pace. Knees, hips, shoulders. What's your problem?
Everything.
You're too young to be.
Groin.
Buddy, I don't want to hear it.
Look at me.
What do you got going on? You're just a healthy machine or what? I know that computer's not functioning at 100%, but everything else good?
Now you jinxed me. I don't know. I'm the dinosaur. I'm the healthiest dinosaur. That's what I am. Knock on wood. No, I did battle a cold, though. I did. I'm better now.
Oh, boy.
Got my pipes back.
Start of the week.
All right, Sammy, what do you got going for us?
From Teresa. She says, I'm not sure what was more off the rails today, Doug McClain or you three discussing easy bake ovens. So there
just
you go.
Just a failure on all fronts. The thing is, like, I know my daughter has something like one, and I just don't feel confident weighing in on it.
Little from column A. Is it real food?
It is.
It was close.
It's real food?
It's cake mix.
Yeah.
All I know is it's gross.
Easily?
It was gross.
My sister would make it, and I'd eat it. That's what I remember as a kid.
By that. You paint chips?
I'm like, where's the frosting? She says, shut up and eat it.
Yeah, just eat it.
Yeah.
To Zeke.
First one. Assuming Arizona moves to Utah, you guys have any ideas for the name of the team?
Not the Jazz. Utah is not a Jazz state.
No.
Oh, boy. Yeah, all Utah. I have is Mormon jokes in my head, and I shouldn't make them, so...
No, I don't.
We're going to need to workshop this to make sure we can come up with acceptable.
I could say a few things, but then I'd go home going, did I get myself in trouble?
What, like the Mountaineers or like the mountains or something to do with the mountains?
Sure. That's
the Silver
exciting.
Tips. Steal from Everett.
Steal from Utah steal from, Sky.
Just straight from Everett. Steal from him. The Salt Lake City Silver Tips, buddy. How good does that sound? I just came up. I got their name. So call me up.
You're a terrible team.
Now that we're in,
what? You don't think that sounds good?
It does.
Now that we're in a couple of years, how is Kraken working out for you?
Well, it was very Raptors in that it's like there were some rum commercials and release the Kraken was a thing for a sec. And
I hate it. I hate it from the start. The squids. It's terrible.
But I love that they're of the ocean, right? Like being in Seattle, the colors are great. Like the whole theme works.
Yeah.
Kraken itself.
I can't hear it without thinking of like crack.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, but like,
you have a problem obsessing over.
Yeah. I mean,
maybe that's the vice. That's what we're talking
about. You know, I'm just like, you didn't know that was coming, and you guys are playing like you're on Kraken.
Yeah. No, it was right there.
Okay. Back on the rails. Why is Kipper wearing? Oh God!
Why am I wearing what?
My Stanley Cup ring. So we tweeted that in.
I did an event today for Mercedes-Benz, who will be advertising on the Rogers Network.
Oh yeah!
Oh
yeah!
Breaking news here. Okay.
There's an amazing new dealership off the QEW, there's only four in the world like this one.
That's the dream car right there.
Is
so
it?
That's, yeah.
Okay, I know people.
I've seen your little machine there.
I know people. Nice. Yeah.
I know you do.
I'll set you up. But that's why I am the way I am. I don't know. I did wear it All-Star Weekend because, believe it or not, like some of the, I didn't see a Stanley Cup ring until I was like 19. And I saw Keith Atkins at the Philadelphia Flyer training camp. And I was like blown away.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was a wow moment for me. So it's amazing. Being in Toronto, people have never seen one before.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice every once in a while. And then I wore it today for a lot of the salespeople.
You've been doing lots of events lately. It's great.
Yeah.
So that's why.
All right. Good talk. See you out there. That's great. No further questions.
I know it's not hockey related, but TMZ is reporting that Sammy McKee's boy Justin Bieber will be joining Usher on the stage at the Super Bowl. Pretty exciting, guys.
Bieber with Usher?
Yeah. Okay. Because they have a connection.
Is he going to wear the Lorax coat?
The stage isn't that big, I heard. Yeah. The coat has to stay home.
Usher scouted Bieber. That's like how it started.
Oh,
like he was the one who signed him. He was the one who like brought him up. And I think he what was the first song? The Baby O. I think he was on that song, isn't he? So maybe a little bit of a Bieber connection here.
That'd be cool. I mean,
speaking of my cheap plug for Mercedes-Benz,
not cheap.
What is going on at the Super Bowl? Everybody's pitching something.
What do you mean?
Like it's product. All about the sales. Yeah. It's all product placement. It's like. But it's like way over the top.
Well, now there's like trailers for the commercials. Have you seen this to sound like Leno?
Yeah.
Like there are trailers coming out for like teases for their commercial spots to get people
engaged.
Do we
have a price tag on 30 seconds this year?
I would
it's well
a lot.
Schmills, right?
I don't know. We got an official number?
No idea. All right.
Like $15 million or something for 30 seconds?
It's insane.
But the crazy thing to me is that you go on YouTube and you're like, you can't wait to scramble through the ad to get to whatever you're going to watch. And it's like, what am I going to go YouTube the ads?
Yeah.
It's like, I'm going to go look on YouTube and look at an ad. It's like,
sit
it's an
through
ad.
An ad to get to an ad.
Anyways.
The price of a commercial in 2023 was $7 million for a 30-second ad. But it's like a prestige play for these brands, right?
Yeah.
You know, hey, they're not going to make the money back, but it's like, we had a Super Bowl commercial.
I don't think anybody does anything unless they think they can make the money back.
I don't know. I've seen
believe that.
And WeWork and all these companies doing their best to scale and not make money. I don't know.
This is a really good text. If the NHL has any integrity, 3-on-3 overtime must not account into a player's yearly or all-time goal totals. Gretzky played in 202 overtime games, all at 5-on-5. Imagine how many more goals he would have had with Curry and coffee and all that open ice, likely 25 more, or not including the extra assists he would have had.
I'm in.
Ovechkin
chases
get
void,
rid of his goals.
No, I agree with him, but from the National Hockey League point of view, to now separate all those records and to modern day or post salary cap era just looks bad and sucks.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, like baseball has a lot of like asterisks in their history book where it's like post this or prior to steroids, you know, that sort of thing. I don't mind it necessarily, but like, I just don't think this is skewing the numbers that much. Like Ovechkin over the course of his career, how many years, 15 years, I don't know how many OT goals he had, but he would have had some at 5-on-5. Maybe he's got five extra goals because of it.
Yeah.
I just, it's not enough for me to go, let's asterisk this.
In baseball, for instance, like the bases this year or last year, I don't know when they did it, are bigger.
Yeah, they did.
Which means the distance is shorter to steal a base.
Yep.
Which is
great. Action, more encouragement.
No, I get all of that.
But,
You're still changing like the record for most stolen bases.
Sure. You know what? I've come around on this. I've changed my view where if you're beholden to the record book, if you're a prisoner to the record book, then the game's going to get worse and you need to be able to adapt. You need to be like baseball. There's no balls in play. No one was stealing bases. They made some changes that's making their game watchable. So you have to go,
you know
he stole that many bases, but he had a slightly, then they'll just do that.
You know what their problem is baseball now? It's too fast.
Oh, beat it.
No, I'm telling you.
They immediately shave 30 minutes off every game.
It's not enough time for
advertising or something?
Exactly. It's too fast. It's done too early. And now the networks are left with post-game.
You haven't really heard that somewhere. Is this opinion or does someone tell you that?
Buddy, I know people.
I know you know people.
No, I heard.
Yeah.
It's a problem. It's too fast.
And in the building, like I think I've talked about this before, but last year I went to probably 10 Jays games and my cadence of watching baseball was off.
Yeah.
Where it was like, you know, you can get the peanut
dog and miss an inning.
No, you can have a sip of beer, you can have a quick, and then you can have the pitch going. And it's like, oh my God, I missed two pitches because I'm not like paying attention. You'd be way more locked in. And I went to a game with a big group of guys. We were there for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Like you go, you expect
soccer game.
Yeah, it was like, bing, it was over.
That's great. That's what it should be. Plays 162 times.
But you can't middle it where it's like, we want it a little, but you can only go all in on it.
Yeah.
But it's definitely a changed experience.
I think ratings have been way better. They're getting more engagement. They're much faster.
I'll tell you who loves it.
Aren't they speeding it up again?
The writers love it. They're like, oh, yeah.
Are they speeding it up again or maybe in playoffs?
I think there was a rumbling, but I haven't really dove into baseball yet other than Justin Turner.
But that's an interesting thing. It would be crazy then to see them adjust it to slow it down. That would be...
I don't know, like, what you can.
Yeah. But, you know, like I said, I do feel that being a prisoner to the history books is bad and makes me think of the NHL. Like, go ahead and change whatever rules you got to do to keep people engaged. I'm thinking of bigger nets, which I hated forever.
Was our game that much in trouble when they went to 3-on-3? Like, to me, it was our product isn't good enough over 60 minutes to get your money's worth. So we're going to throw in this 3-on-3 and then a shootout.
But like every NBA game you went to had a winner and loser. Every baseball, you left the game feeling like you got an outcome. And I don't think they felt people were leaving satisfied when you stay invested this whole way and go, oh, no one wins. Okay.
Yeah, I can buy that because, we've covered a lot of games and a 2-1 overtime win does feel like a win for everybody.
Yeah.
Including the players, right? They celebrate it as if they won it in regulation.
I would be on board for goalies not having those goals count against their stats. I'd be on board for that. I feel like that's a different animal. The Leafs have been in 3-on-3 overtime 16 times this year.
Oh, you don't think it should...
The goals against should go against their...
So did our questioner say that the goals shouldn't count either?
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
That's what they said.
Because they're saying the goals shouldn't count.
I buy into that.
Yeah. Because for the players, you're only getting a few individually over the course of a year. But for a goalie, if you give up 6, 7, 8.
Like, is 3-on-3 that much different than a shootout? Like, really,
you're
when
right.
you think about it?
In terms of, like, gimmicky,
so one counts and one doesn't?
You're right. The shootout goals don't
Come
count
on.
Against your record.
One's a game winner.
There's penalty
Shootout's
shots.
A game winner.
Yeah.
I can have a game winner in a shootout, like I had 3-on-3. What's mm-hmm. really the difference? Everybody's going down on a breakaway or a 2-on-1.
Yeah.
So tell me what the big difference is.
I'd be curious what these save percentages at 5-on-5 versus 3-on-3 in the NHL. I could probably figure it out.
From North Bay, followed Kipper when he was here. Great to watch him snipe it.
Oh, tell us all about North Bay Kipper.
How old is that person?
And any Burt Templeton stories?
Wasn't he a singer?
Just my favorite one is when I got traded up there from the Kitchener Rangers. And, you know, green as can be, and I'm nervous as heck, and I'm in his office. And the first thing he says to me is, I want you to know I treat all my players the same. Then he looks at me and goes, like, crap.
Is he serious?
I'm serious. And I don't know whether to laugh or cry or, like, nod.
Like, yes, yes, of course. That's the way I prefer to be treated, sir.
He used a different word, too. When yeah.
When's the last time you were in North Bay?
Probably with our segment on... Hometown hockey. Mm. I went up there.
Buddy, you must have just been strutting around. Don't pay for a meal. Nick
that was
Kiprios.
Pretty good.
Oh,
pretty
yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just wearing the full hockey pants again. The yeah. one-piece
Cooperalls. The Cooperalls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
So I did an event with the Leaf alumni casino night. And so myself and Dave McElwain were aligned in North Bay. And Keith Osborne, which was Aussie a Toronto Sun. Kid.
Oh.
And it was the 12th overall pick his draft year. And he was working for Falls View Casino on one of the tables. So we had our line reunited that
wow.
night.
That's really cool. That's
yeah, hilarious. Really cool.
That's awesome.
That's really funny. That's really funny.
We got time for one more?
No, I think we should probably wrap it up.
Did we talk hockey at all today?
Not much.
I got Super Bowl. I got baseball.
You got Doug's professor, whatever.
I got to tell you, today is one of those days.
Things.
Like, I worked at 680 News or City News 680 for a long time, and I edited audio. That was like how I started my career at Rogers, and I would legitimately cut the weather. Like, I would do like the audio cuts and like get it ready for air or whatever, and they would record it, and I get home and I was like, what's the weather supposed to be like this week? I'm like, I don't know.
Just absorb none of that.
And that's why I feel like when she's like, what you talking about on the show today? I'm like, I actually have no idea.
Leaf sends Saturday night. Who you got?
Leafs have had trouble there too, haven't
yeah, they
lately?
Don't, yeah, they don't win there
this
often.
This is the exact game they lose.
No,
sure.
They should win this.
Should, yeah. Should
they should
lots
win.
Of games. Canucks, Red Wings. Detroit's been off for 2 weeks. They're back at it. Vancouver is playing their 1 p.m. Yeah. game.
There's a few afternoon games tomorrow.
Quick follow-up. Ovechkin has scored 26 regular season overtime goals, all of which were either 4-on-4 or 3-on-3.
26 regular season 4-on-4 or 3-on-3 goals. What does 4-on-4 help us there? Aren't we doing an overtime thing?
Yeah, but overtime. Like, it's not 5-on-5. Gretzky's were all 5-on-5. So it's like 26 is a big number.
He never
number.
Played 4-on-4? There weren't penalties when he played?
No, like in overtime.
Still so 4-on-4 overtime.
But
anyway,
when Ovechkin started, it was 4-on-4 overtime. Then it went to 3-on-3.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so it's like 26 is a big difference.
He wouldn't have scored 0 at 5-on-5.
No, but it wouldn't be 26.
No, you're right.
Anyways.
We got a gala tonight.
You do?
What
yeah.
are you doing?
I got
the
motion ball for Special Olympics.
Awesome.
Love it. With
I
the,
love that.
Liberty Group tonight.
I
it's,
played
it's a
lot
good
of,
one, too.
Keynote
yeah.
speaker?
No. Oh, okay. Just be...
keynote watcher?
Yes.
I played a lot of wheelchair sports growing
yes.
up. My brother's in a chair.
Really?
So, yeah. So I played on hockey teams, basketball.
Yeah. Oh, good.
And yeah, it's...
So I'm doing a good thing tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you're in a wheelchair, yeah, keep your fingers out of the spokes. A lot of collisions. You get the fingers in there.
Yeah.
The cambered wheels help a bit, but man, you can get lit
so
up.
So you played?
Oh, yeah.
Excellent
it's brutal.
Advice.
You put your feet on the ground when you're playing basketball, and they're like,
and they're competitive,
it.
Boy.
Buddy,
yes.
Hey? And you didn't get those arms for no reason.
All right. Our thanks to Gord Stellick and Doug McClain. So you guys are just going to take it easy.
I'm going up to
I'm on
college.
Television in 36
oh,
minutes.
Oh, you're a busy guy. What do you got tonight?
We have Oilers and the Jets are
Ooh,
the major
goodness.
Topics of conversation.
You pack a lunch? Will they open up this the snack for you?
Not a chance.
It's locked.
Not a chance.
No, I'll get a slice of za when I get home today.
They're so lucky on the national shows.
They are.
All right. Thanks, boys.
Thank you.
All right, and if you get a chance, give us a rating and review. And as always, our thanks to our YouTube followers as well. A lot of love there.
Much appreciated.
Nick Kyprios, Justin Bourne, Sammy McKee. Have a great Super Bowl weekend, everybody.